Make someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance, KMFM.
Hello.
Hi, is that Nikki?
Yes, speaking.
Nikki, my name is Rob Wills. I'm calling from KMFM, the radio station.
Oh, hiya.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I can already hear the intrigue in your voice. You don't know what's happening right now, do you?
No.
A friend of yours, Louise Hardy.
Yes.
Has sent me an email.
Right.
We do this thing, Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance, and I've been asking all of the listeners to nominate people that are special or having a tricky time, and Louise has sent me this amazing email about you.
Oh, right.
Do you mind if I read it to you?
No, you can read it.
She says, please make Nikki's Christmas special. She's a lovely lady who always puts others first. And she's so generous, carrying out random acts of kindness. Last week, Nikki, what was going on for you?
On Wednesday, I donated a kidney to my... Well, my friend's husband needed a kidney, and we weren't a match, but so that he could get the best possible match, I donated my kidney to someone else, a stranger, so that someone could match him and he could get a kidney. And I came out of hospital on Saturday.
Did the operation go okay?
Yeah, I'm at home recovering now and people are trying to stop me from moving about, and it took us a year to get to this stage, but we were on the same ward on Wednesday, and on when I saw him Thursday, he said he didn't actually have the joint pain from the kidney failure that he was experiencing. That just made my day, just knowing that he's got his life back, hopefully, and things are going great for him.
Do you know, the funny and crazy thing about Christmas is we all get so wrapped up, and I'm bad for it as well, you know, oh, what am I going to buy Mrs. Rob this year, you know, or is it going to be earrings, is it going to be this, is it going to be that, and actually you've given a gift that so life-changing. Louise said she works at Tunbridge Wells Hospital as a clinical support worker and is a mum to four as well. So you've made this decision, even though you've got like a full-on job and loads of kids running around you. I mean, some people would say you're crazy.
I've always been crazy. Do you know, I've got... My husband is absolutely amazing, and the four children... I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And also, I've got just the best friends ever.
So did you have any idea that Louise had sent me this email?
No, not at all. Absolutely. She's so thoughtful and she's kind and caring.
So Louise finishes her email to me by saying she's always giving to others, and I would love to have something special for her for Christmas, as she does so much for others. So you'll have to make your mind up whether or not you want to take her to where I'd like to send you as a thank you for being absolutely unbelievably brave, thoughtful, and by the sounds of an incredible mum and hard worker at Tunbridge Wells Hospital. I would like to send you for an overnight escape, dinner and breakfast to my favourite spa in Kent.
Oh, my God, really?
Book it in the new year when you're, you know, back to it and everything.
Thank you.
And I'll let Louise and your husband or maybe one of your children fight over who's going to go with you.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to take Louise, aren't I?
Maybe. I don't know.
It
would be rude not to. But, would love to do that for you.
Thank you so much. That's just incredible. And thank you for thinking of me, and... Louise is an angel.
Sounds like you are the angel, but thank you so much for being part of the show, Nikki. And again, thank you for being brilliant, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Brilliant.
Make someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance. KMFM.